Hey everyone, welcome to episode 19 of Student Radio Stories. This episode is an interview episode with Ben Winter. Ben is a graduate of Student Radio and the current Deputy Music Officer for the Student Radio Association. Let's get into the interview and hear more from Ben himself. So I'm here with Ben Winter. So Ben, where did your interest in radio begin?
Very good question, Kate. My interest in radio began probably when I was at sixth form. So I was about 17 and sort of everyone else was applying for university at the time. And I just remember being really scared. I was like, I hadn't really thought of a life beyond education. And now it's suddenly everyone's going to uni in September. And I'm like, I don't really actually enjoy anything of what I'm studying. So one of the sort of support staff there, because I was like one of four people that didn't know what they want to do, she was like, oh, I found this opportunity in a community radio station. It's Future Radio in Norwich, so that's where I grew up. And because she knew I'd studied media studies, I'd recorded and written a couple of songs that I was sort of looking at studying music at uni, but I wasn't really feeling it. She was like, oh, give radio a go. This is quite a good thing. It's part of this sort of festival in Norwich. I was like, okay, cool. I'll give it a go. And basically just learnt to vox pop, interview and produce an entire show. And we sort of started about 4 weeks before we did the show. And then at the end of it, we were presenting a daytime show. And I was like 17. And it seemed really big at the time, really scary. So yeah, that's my first taste of radio at Future Radio Norwich, where Mr. Greg James started as well.
Ooh.
So that was very exciting for me. I saw a picture of him on the wall. I was like, ah, it's going to be me. You know, it hasn't turned out the way.
So what degree did you study? Was it related to radio?
Not directly related, but it kind of has crossover. It's music promotion. It's not a very common degree. And I think that's why I liked it, because it got me in a space where there'd be musicians and people that like listening to music. But it also looked at sort of the business side of things. It kind of covered like putting on live shows, running PR campaigns, just being involved in the music industry really. I basically just thought, well, Student Radio seems like the sort of place where you could promote music as well, and I'll just get involved. So it's pretty relevant, but not like a media or radio course.
So what experience have you had of working in the radio industry?
So I don't currently work in radio, but my first job out of uni was as a volunteer coordinator at Voice FM. So that's a community radio station in Southampton. And I was writing my dissertation when I saw the job come up, because one of my friends from Radio Sonar, my student station, he'd graduated the year before and he'd just become the station manager of Voice FM. So we'd worked together before in a sort of non-professional capacity, and he knew I'd be the station manager of Radio Sonar my final year. So when I was writing my dissertation in the library, I then kind of put that to the side. It was like 2 days before the deadline. I'd written half of it. It was a terrible idea. And then I started like updating my CV. I was like, oh, that sounds great. So it's a part-time role. It's like 12 hours a week, just being in charge of all the volunteers of a community radio station. And it was a big step up from being a station manager of a student station. It was quite difficult, but it was a good experience of sort of working with people of all age groups and sort of having to train people up to get them on air.
So why did you want to join your university student radio station?
Probably because of what I then did after the show at Future Radio. I had a year in Norwich and I did some more training at Future Radio, but I just lived so far away from it, because it's not actually, I didn't live in Norwich and Future Radio wasn't actually in Norwich either at the time. I think it's now like city centre, so I'd have been on a 20-minute bus in, but I had to get like a 20-minute bus into the city, wait half an hour for a bus, and then get one out. I just found any excuse not to actually push myself, really. But basically, I missed doing the whole radio thing. I worked out I was going to university, and I was like, I'll go somewhere where there's a student radio station. I'd seen that Radio Sonar had won awards before. They were quite decent. So I actively seeked them out at the Freshers' Fair. I was like, I'm going to go and find them. I'm going to talk to them. And yeah, they seem nice. They're nice enough. Some of my friends were the people on the stool that day. So yeah, I knew I wanted to do it before I went to university.
So from your time in student radio, what were some of your highlights?
I want to say so many, but I'd say it's probably the interviews that come from it. Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realise that because you work for a radio station, you can, I mean, like you're doing this podcast, for example, like once you have something to sort of say, would you mind doing it for this? It's for this kind of project that I'm doing. People are so willing to help out. And I managed to interview, well, I went to a press conference for a Craig David gig. And I was sort of sold it would be like a thing that we went together as a team. And then last minute, everyone dropped out and they're like, Ben, can you still go along? I was like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And I just went along with like a little Zoom recorder and I'd recorded the press conference. And then I asked him a question and it was a really good question. It was like, what do you think the biggest difference between the music industry you entered and the one you're in now is? And he was stumped. He was like, that's such a good question. And I was like, oh, I've asked a really good question to Craig David. And he came up to me afterwards and gave me a pat on the shoulder. I was like, oh, this is so good. And so I'd say that. And then I also got to meet Ray Morris, who is a singer-songwriter, absolute lover. And again, last interview, my girlfriend, because I plus one on the guest list, we just kind of had a little date in Portsmouth. We interviewed Ray Morris at 2 p.m, saw her performing at about 9 p.m, and then that was a nice day. So those are highlights. Very last minute, very Ben Winter, that is.
So what do you think is great about student radio?
Oh, good question. I think so many people will say it's because you can make, and I'd agree, it's you can make mistakes on air and you've still got the feeling that it's an actual live radio show and you can just do lots of stupid ideas with on sort of national radio. But I think the best thing for me was the Met and the community that it gave me at university. Because I think a lot of people go to uni and they end up being quite closed off and not really pushing themselves. But I think most student radio stations will get you meeting people that really push you to come out of your comfort zone, really. And yeah, just without a doubt, the people I've met, and it's got me involved in so many things that I wouldn't have seen myself doing, like being on a regular basis, that seemed like the sort of thing that I wouldn't have done, but I got there. So yeah, that's probably the best thing for me. I don't know what else to say, really. It's just simply, yeah, the people we...
What made you want to be part of the SRA committee?
What made me want to be part of the SRA committee was specifically the role of Deputy Music Officer. I'd Scott Hasty a couple of times at some music events to do with the SRA. I knew he was good at what he did. I knew he'd been in that role for a couple of years. And yeah, graduating from a music degree, didn't really know what I wanted to do. Knew I wanted to be involved in radio, but sort of have that involvement in the kind of crossover between music and radio. I mean, in that sort of weird area where I don't want to be exclusively in music or exclusively radio. And yeah, I just knew a lot of people that I'd become friends with, Danny Cowsill, Polly Marcus, were all going to be going for positions on the committee. So I thought, I'll see if I can be a part of that, and got lucky and was picked. So yeah. I'd say that's it, really. I didn't want to lose friends.
What does your role involve as Deputy Music Officer for the SRA?
It basically involves doing all the jobs that Scott doesn't want to do. No, it's not that bad. That sounds really bad. I'm gonna have to say that a bit. It's really good. It ranges really from, so what we do is we put out these playlist surveys to the heads of music, who some will be directly controlling what's played on their student stations, some will just have like a pick list that people can pick from, but it doesn't matter if they don't. We basically just want to give record labels a rough idea of what students and people in student radio are listening to, what they're playing. So I kind of analyze the data that they send back to us every 2 weeks, something like that. I've got this from my dad. I really weirdly love like Excel sheets and Google sheets and like formulas. So just working out like the percentages, oh, it's so sad, but I'd weirdly love this, the kind of admin side of it. And then also being a part of the discussion of who's going to be on our class of 2020 or 2021 means listening to a lot of music from new artists. Then there's also the awards. So I was in charge of the whole live setup. So Lauren Hibbard, Lily Moore, liaising with their managers beforehand, making sure it ran smoothly on the day, which I don't think it went too badly. I was really pleased with that. I was really scared I was going to screw the whole awards up and get an earful. But
so would you say you're more behind the scenes as Deputy Music Officer? Like, because you say you're in contact with managers, but you're also like doing the spreadsheet sort of side of thing?
Yeah, definitely. We've kind of got it to a place now where Scott has become more the, it's kind of similar to how the SRA roles are going next year. Scott's more the industry liaison, the student liaison. So I directly talk to a lot of students who are heads of music, involved in music teams, and yeah, just like sorting interviews for them. I think a lot of being this year has not happened because of this whole lockdown. I would have probably been involved with bits of conference, would have been sorting press passes for festivals this summer, which sadly hasn't happened. It's, yeah, very much behind, but I can choose to pop my head out when I want to.
So why did you want to continue the role into the next year?
Probably because of the lockdown stopping me from doing conference. I really want to work a student radio conference, which I've gone to. I went to the Norwich and Swansea conferences, and I'm not embarrassed to say I started the infamous SRA conga line, and it was just the most fun I've ever had, ever, really. That's a tragic thing to say, isn't it? But just like, yeah, I really want to work the conference, and I feel like we're making so much progress in supporting new music, and the way that the music network's going seemed like quite an exciting project. And I was very happy to stay on board, really. Yeah, just been really enjoying it. That's kind of as simple as that, really. Just been really enjoying it and want to stay on for another year. And it helped that I knew what I was doing already, so.
And finally, what advice would you give to those currently in student radio?
I would say get to know as many people as, yeah, just don't shy away. Put yourself out there. Say yes to as many opportunities as possible, really, even if it scares you a bit. Just don't overthink things before you say yes. Because you can have bad experiences, but you'll learn from them and they'll then be good experiences. Things like when I've interviewed certain artists, if I'd have had too long to think about it, I would have just freaked out and not done them. But then I've done them and really enjoyed them, and then you feel good about yourself, and then you feel like you can go do the next one. I'd suggest they do things like what you're doing with this podcast of just reaching out to people, especially Will Manning, like, you know, just shoot your shot kind of thing and just go for it. Yeah, don't be afraid to follow your dreams. That's what I would say.
Well, thank you, Ben, for being part of my podcast. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kate.
Thank you, Ben, for being part of the podcast and talking to me about your time in student radio and your role in the SRA. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone!